This is Archer of Archer.com. Today is Wednesday, May 26th, 2010. That means there's three more days until my birthday. You know, I'm turning 46 on Saturday. I know I haven't been to the P.O. box, so I have no idea if there's something might be sitting there. I know, well, one person has alerted me that I'm expecting a gift, and I thank that person very much for that. Let's see. Last time we podcasted, the boyfriend and I, we podcasted on, it was Saturday evening, and we were telling you all about the wineries and stuff and being silly and so forth. Well, then on Sunday, we were very lazy. We slept very late. I made pancakes for breakfast. We were really super lazy. We even went back to bed after being up for breakfast and stuff. We went back to bed for like two more hours. And then what did we do? I think we walked down to the Whole Foods and see if they had any wine to taste, and they did. They had two wines and some cheeses, and there's a new store down there too. There's a new Bassett furniture store. We stopped there and checked out the furniture there. Then came back and we watched. What did we watch on my streaming Netflix? Now I can't remember what it was. What did we watch? I can't even think about it. I have no idea. Isn't that terrible? Anyway, we watched a movie. Let's just say that. And I forgot. I can't for the life of me think of what it was. I wonder, does Netflix keep track? I think it might. Oh, I just went to the web browser, and Art Linkletter died today. Did you know that? It's sad when people that you start to, or people that you remember start to die off. Yeah, that's sad. Anyway, where is the? Don't they keep a list of like things that you've watched? You would think so. I can't find it. Anyway, we watched a movie and I can't remember what it was. It doesn't really matter. Then we did not. I'm trying to think. Did we do Snuggles again? No, I think the boyfriend just went home after that. And that was the rest of the weekend. Now, I got a lot of comments on the pictures that I posted on my blog just recently. I think it was Sunday or Monday. What day was it? It was Sunday. I posted a picture of the sky, and I posted a picture of the flowers that the boyfriend had given me. And I got right now there's 10 comments there. And I'm like, geez, why are there so many comments? And I realized because I mentioned in there that my birthday is on Saturday, so a lot of people are... Oh, and also, it was comment number 800. La 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 Lauren became commenter number 800 on Sunday. She commented first, and she became comment 800. And I think I'm up to 812 now, or something like that. But anyway, it was about my pictures, and Scotty left comments. Scotty, the Aussie battler, little Aussie battler, says, "Hey, Archer, I know you've probably done this before a long time ago, but would you mind doing a bit of a meta show on your camera equipment, etc.? I am thinking of buying a digital SLR before I head off to Indonesia for a year. Thanks." Well, Scotty, I do have a digital SLR. It is a Canon Rebel XTi, I believe is the model. But I'm not using that one very much lately. It is, the statistics on it, it's a 10 megapixel camera. I've got two lenses for it. It doesn't shoot video or anything like that. It's really nice. It's super nice. That's what I use actually to shoot my male nude pictures. But for everyday around the house shooting and going to wineries and stuff, I use my Canon PowerShot SD780IS. Now, it is a 12 megapixel camera. It's a tiny little rectangle. It might be it's the size of a credit card. It is. It's like the size of a credit card. But it's thicker than a credit card. But I think it's exactly the size of a credit card now that I think about it. It's got all kinds of settings and shit. But the biggest thing I got, the reason I got this one is that my last Canon, that I got required you to change the batteries. Well, this has a rechargeable battery. That's the first thing. Second thing, the IS stands for image stabilization, so that when you're taking a picture, the camera has a little, I guess, computer sensor or something in there that makes you help you hold it still or whatever. So it's got image stabilization, and I like that. So I can just be holding it with one hand and take a picture, and it's stabilized. It takes a pretty decent picture. And it shoots HD video, which I like as well. And it's got HDMI out, so that you can just plug the camera into your TV and watch the HD videos, although I don't do that. But yeah, so this is actually my favorite camera right now, is this little Canon PowerShot SD780IS. And I don't know what else to tell you, Scotty. I use them both. I use the big camera for photo shoots, excuse me, and the little camera for around town shooting, I guess. Now, the two pictures that were on the website from Sunday were taken with the small Canon PowerShot SD 1080. I need my glasses just to see it. 780, I'm sorry. 780. Yeah. So, yeah. And those, I'm trying to think, did I edit those at all? Like, fix the colors? I don't think I did. Those are right out of the camera. Actually, most of the time, from the Canon little camera, I just take them right off of the camera and just post them. I don't edit them or try to fix the colors or anything. I just change the size to fit on the blog and leave it at that. So, anyway, so Scotty, I hope that answered your question. And that's, now, if you're thinking about getting the digital SLR, I can tell you that my model, I don't think, is even available anymore, because my camera is 2 years old. At the time when I got it, it was, that was the highest megapixel at the time, but I know now you can get like 16 megapixels. So, you know, just look for the Canon, but I love the Canons. I've always used Canons. And I use Canon printers and stuff like that, so just love the Canons. Now, you might remember, okay, so anyway, Scotty, I hope that answers your question. I hope it does. Now, you might remember on Saturday night when the boyfriend and I did our podcast, I was telling you about burning my hand, and I posted a picture with the podcast that I had my hand sitting in ice, and I think we talked about that. Well, today is being Wednesday, my hand is almost back to normal. It's weird because the spot, well, one spot where I had a really big blister, the blister never popped. None of the blisters popped. So, it went down like on Monday, and then since then, it's had this dry, cracked look on it. And I'm sure that the skin will, you know, peel off eventually, but it's like this dried, cracked thing. So, my hand is getting much better, and there's no more pain either. So, I'm pleased with that. I got an email from Apple saying that my iPad case has shipped. And if I click on the shipment notification, my iPad case is supposed to arrive on Friday the 28th, and currently it's in Anchorage, Alaska. It came from, it started in Shenzhen, China, on the 24th of May, which was Monday, and it's supposed to get to my house by Friday. I think that's pretty cool. So it's in Alaska now. I can't wait for that because right now I'm recording on the iPad. I kind of like recording on the iPad. It makes it so easy to do. So, but I think when I have the case, it'll be much easier. But not, I have to figure out, can you put it in the stand when it's in its case? I am going to have to check that out. I don't know. Now, did you, I'm jumping around here because I have a list. I'm just kind of going right down the list. I saw on Perez Hilton today this, you know what? I don't have his website bookmarked anymore. Let's do this. PerezHilton.com. Yes, there we go. Actually, it was a link that I clicked on through my Google Reader that had... Oh, no, there's... I have to look at something else. There was a post about a kid who went on Ellen His name is Grayson Chance, and he played a song that he wrote on Ellen, and he's the kid who was from Oklahoma who played the Lady Gaga song in front of his in front of his whole school during during his whole I'm sounding like Big Fatty. It's because I'm trying to look at the computer at the same time I'm talking. This kid, Grayson Chance, played the piano at his talent show at his high school. Well, today they had the kid. Was it today? I don't even know what day it was. It looks like it was today. Ellen had him on her show, and he played an original song that he had written. And in the background, they have a huge screen with all the kids from his high school were on TV. And at the end, Ellen said that she's going to start a record label, and he is going to be their first person that they sign to make a CD. I thought that was very cool. Now, I'm going to stick the audio in here from the Ellen show, so just take a minute to listen to the song. It's a really good song. I think it's like 3 minutes, maybe 2.5, 3 minutes, so just listen to the song. You can always fast forward if you don't like it, but I'll come back at the end because I have some more things to talk about. But so listen to this really good song by Grayson Chance.
With Grayson Chance and all of his classmates and I guess teachers and the principal or principal in Cheyenne Middle School in Edmond, Oklahoma are watching. And so the last time you were here, you were singing Gaga's Paparazzi, mm-hmm. which you kind of took and made your own, mm-hmm. which was really cool. And today you're singing a song that you wrote.
Yes, I'm singing Broken Hearts, and I have wrote and composed the song.
And composed the song. Mm-hmm. Broken Hearts, 12. All right. And wait till you hear this song. All right, go ahead, right. Grayson.
I remember the first time I saw you with your pretty brown eyes that sparkled in the light and your long brown hair and the way you could dance so took the air I breathe and you stole my heart. And I don't know what happened, but we fell apart. You left me with a broken heart. Broken heart. And broken hearts, they never fade away. And broken hearts are here to stay. And I know that we didn't end well, but that doesn't give you an excuse to date all the men you can, especially my friend, 'cause you took the air I breathe and you stole my heart. And I don't know what happened, but we fell apart. You left me with a broken heart. Broken heart. And broken hearts, they never fade away. You took the air I breathe and you stole my heart. And I don't know what happened, but we fell apart. You left me with a broken
heart. Wasn't that a good song? I think that kid is so talented, and he's only 12 years old. That kid was 12 years old. You can do a search on to see the whole video if you want. But I loved it. It was great. Kid's really talented. Now I have some other things to talk about. First of all, many of you know that Gay Days is coming up in June, on June 5th. Well, that whole weekend, June 4th, 5th, and 6th, or something like that, I think it is. But anyway, I am planning to, the boyfriend is having a dinner party at his house on Saturday the 5th. But while he's at his house cooking and cleaning and doing all that stuff, I'm going to be at my house most of the day, and around the middle part of the day, around noon or maybe a little before and a little after, I'm going to be broadcasting live on Pride 48, and I'm going to be calling different podcasters who are at Gay Days and talking to them and, you know, finding out what's going on, where they are in the park, who they've seen, what are they doing, that kind of stuff. So actually, if you're a podcaster and you're listening to this and you want me to call you while you're in the park on Saturday the 5th at Gay Days, email me your phone number so that I can call you on Skype and chat with you. That would be best. But anyway, I'm just advertising that because I don't usually do a live show on a Saturday in the middle of the day. So if you want to tune in and listen to that, that would be great. The other thing, too, is on Pride 48, I may be the last person who actually is talking about that on my podcast, except that I talk about it on the group show. But right now, I'll just tell you that I hope to be podcasting live on Pride 48 on that Friday, June 25th. I've put my times in to hopefully podcast around 9 or 10 p.m. On Friday, June 25th. So, plan to tune in that weekend. I won't know for sure until Arthur does the schedule for sure, but that's the times I put in. But I need to do a promo that is played on Pride 48 in the meantime. So if there's anybody out there who has some time on their hands, who wants to do a quick 15-second, 30-second promo for Pride 48, you can either call my voicemail line or you can call Arthur's voicemail line directly, and you can leave a promo for me. And I think you should do that. Arthur's phone number line is 206-666-5172. And that is Arthur's, and you can call him directly. Now, my voicemail line, if you want to call me and I can, forward it on to Arthur, is 260-232-2072. And you can call, and you can just say something like, I'm so-and-so from so-and-so, and I'm listening to Archer.com on Pride48.com, or something like that. Just a quick promo. I'm too lazy to do it myself, so would someone just do that for me, please? Please, I'll be your best friend. I'm just kidding. No, I just don't do it very well. That's the thing. So if anybody wants to do that for me, I'd really appreciate it. So, yeah. All right, well, that's all I have for today, boys and girls. Don't forget, tomorrow, Thursday, May 27th at 7:30 p.m., we'll be podcasting live on Pride 48, our usual weekly live show. So come back and join us then. All right, so that's all for today, boys and girls. Until next time, bye.